Hi, this is Omar Salt with another Cisco and Cisco Data Center Tech Minute, and I'm joined today by Doug Alger, our IT Architect for Physical Infrastructure. Hi, Doug. Welcome yet again.
Hello. Thank you.
So, since the buzz this week is all about the UCS, our Cisco Unified Computing System, I actually wanted to get your take on it from your perspective. And certainly people are weighing in from the processor architecture and unified computing and those kinds of things. I wanted to say, from a practical perspective, as you look at this new system, are there any benefits you see that it offers over what Cisco has installed right now? We certainly don't need to go into brand names or anything, but just in general, the types of server options that are available now, the fact that it's integrated and we have, essentially we've collapsed the access layer into a single chassis. Do you find that helpful, or do you find that complicates life? In general, what are your initial impressions?
Well, so as you say, the big key to this is you're collapsing a lot of this, and that has some pretty good potential benefits on the physical infrastructure side. If you're able to take a lot of that infrastructure and compress it down, you can streamline a lot of your cabling. You can free up some physical space in some of your data centers, and so yeah, there's some interesting advantages. I think you need to be smart about how you do it. There's a little bit of a build it and they will come thing that tends to happen in the data center. You need to make sure as you do your consolidation and you get this box that's bigger, better, faster, stronger, and can do all of these capabilities, that all of the things it replaces you then don't repopulate with the exact same thing. You want to make sure you don't max out your density as you're doing the consolidation, but you can definitely get a lot more performance out of those systems, and if you apply that strategically, you can get some really good benefit and get more out of your physical resources.
Sure. So I know we have a UCS system up and running at our Mountain View data center. I think it's running news at Cisco and a couple other things. Were you involved in that process?
I was indirectly. I was certainly aware it was coming and did some sanity checking on what's the best way to make this gracefully fit in an environment that maybe wasn't, because it was old enough to have been designed a while ago, it wasn't necessarily built entirely to maximize that sort of system going in place. So a lot of it was just sanity checking, our power and cooling availability and what did we have. So yeah, it was I'm happy to say it was a fairly easy fit, but it's always interesting when you start to get some new technology to go into a data center space and see how that how it all meshes.
So that's kind of good to know, right? Because our environments it probably looks very typical. Right? You got some blade servers, we got some rack servers. I mean, it certainly wasn't optimized for certainly a high density environment. So it went in pretty straightforward from a facilities perspective.
Yeah, and again, I'll as I mentioned before, a lot of it is you want to be smart about how you deploy it. If I have what used to be 10 boxes and now I can compress their capability down into two boxes, you need to make sure you don't then fill those remaining 8 cabinets with more of those pairs of boxes, because you end up putting a lot more demand into a small space. And your data center resources aren't so much about physical space anymore.
It's about maintaining thermal white space and those kinds of things, I think.
Yeah, it's power and cooling, and then what sort of processing you can get relative to that consumption.
So let's look at some of the longer-term costs. I know we've been having serious conversations around optimizing the server access cabling. So if you look at this architecture, where we've physically collapsed it too, so essentially we've gotten rid of that layer of cabling. Do you see that as an advantage? Does it sound better than it might practically be, or do you say, hey, this is good, it saves me some money down the road?
Yeah, no, it's helpful. It's a bit of a money issue. To me, what I really see as being the advantage of it, though, is if you're able to streamline and get away from those big, thick, heavy cable bundles, I at least become a lot more comfortable with running a lot more of that infrastructure overhead. So,
okay.
In fact, we've had, so in some of our recent data center designs, we've used enclosed cabinets with a chimney system, which I think we talked about before, to help isolate hot and cold airflow. Well, if you want to run a lot of your infrastructure overhead and you have to have those chimneys, you have to have fire suppression, you're trying to do lighting, you're trying to do overhead power, you're trying to do overhead cabling, that's a lot to have to coordinate overhead. And so if you're able to collapse some of that and largely decrease the density of cabling, that's helpful. And to me, I think makes it a lot more graceful for you to coordinate a bunch of that stuff overhead.
Sure. And I'm assuming with less of these thick cables, it's going to help with, efficiency of airflow and those kinds of things, because there's less physical obstructions and those kinds of things.
Exactly. It helps with your airflow, which in terms will additionally help you with you're not consuming so much energy, so it's greener from that perspective. Plus, you're just plain needing fewer cables, which ends up being greener too.
See, I've been paying attention all these podcasts. So I assume we're targeted to roll these out from a broader perspective across some of our other data centers. Do you have any idea of, from your perspective, you heard about doing anything at Richardson?
So that's one of our production data centers in Richardson, Texas. I haven't heard a specific timeline for when it's going to go in, but I know it's going to go in. And in fact, some of the future data centers that we're in the midst of doing design work now, we're going to plan around it. So that may change a little bit of how we do some of the physical layout in those spaces. But yeah, that hardware's coming.
So, I mean, I think that's probably some good initial impressions. I'm sure we can revisit this in a few weeks or a few months when we have some, a little more operational background. Let me go off on a slight tangent. For Richardson, we talk about how, the escalation, the number of kilowatts per rack we're building data centers for. What's the, off the top of your head, I'm not sure even if that's what we use internally, but if you compare San Jose to Mountain View to Richardson, are we building for higher densities? Is that what, is that the general expectation?
Yeah, absolutely. So historically, the data centers that we built about 10 years ago, which are the bulk of the ones that we have at our headquarters, a lot of those had a density of about 2.2 kilowatts per cabinet. The Richardson data center we had built to have about 4.4 kilowatts per cabinet. And again, this is proceeding under the assumption that I have X amount of power going into that space. I'm going to evenly divide it among all of the cabinets. Now, if I want, I can change those ratios somewhat. So instead of having every cabinet with 4.4, I can give you half as many and then probably give you about 8. So the size of the pie doesn't change, just how many slices change. In the newer data centers, because there is a desire to get that greater density, we're looking at having a density of about 12 kilowatts per cabinet capability in the newer spaces.
Is that fairly, we talk about virtualization, is that fairly easy to reallocate power and cooling, or is it more of an effort?
Yeah, a lot of it depends on how the infrastructure has been designed. So for newer spaces, if you tell me from day one that I want to be able to scale up to a certain amount of power and cooling in a cabinet, mm-hmm. It's a fairly straightforward thing to do. What gets more challenging is if you have an older data center space and you're trying to get greater density where it wasn't originally designed. Fortunately, we had in a lot of our data centers a fair amount of flexibility in that we knew because we do so many acquisitions and what hardware may show up on our doorstep, we might not have been able to predict a couple of years prior. We have a lot of flexibility. In many cases, it's just a case of running a few extra electrical conduits and re-terminating WIPs to be able to give us some extra power to a given cabinet location.
Sure. Makes sense. Well, I think that's it for today. Thank you, Doug, as always, for your words of wisdom. And do you have any final thoughts on any of this you'd like to share?
Nope, just my pleasure. And it's always interesting to see what new technologies coming down the road that we get to support.
Cool. Well, thanks again, and have a good weekend. So this is Omar Sultan for our Cisco and Cisco Data Center Tech Minute. Again, as always, if you want to learn a little bit more about what Doug's been up to and learn a little bit more about Cisco's data center facilities, check out our dedicated website, cisco.com/go/ciscoit. One of the things I will point out is we have a new interactive demo for our Richardson facility, which is actually very cool. So highly recommend you check that out. Anyway, for the Cisco and Cisco Data Center Tech Minute, this is Omar Sultan.